Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 1 to 3. Does our spiritual temperature meet God's standards? We read in 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse number 1 like this. Now King David was old, advanced in years, and they put covers on him, but he could not get warm. Bible scholars are united in their assessment that the books of 1st and 2 Kings were originally one book and were joined to 1 and 2 Samuel. Whereas the books of Samuel tells about the rise and reign of David, the book of Kings gives an account of what happened to the nation after King David passed away from the scene. The narrative is organized around the reigns of David's successors, and that is why the book is named in this manner. As the first book of Kings began, David is about 70 years old, in declining health, and is about to pass off the stage of history. The wear and tear of an active military life, bodily fatigue, and mental care has totally exhausted the energies that David had when he was young. David is now sinking under infirmities, and the long years of warfare had doubtlessly taken their physical toll. In fact, King David could not now get warm even when he was covered with bedclothes. We may recall that when David burst into the scene as a young boy, the scriptures describe him as ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. In fact, one of the servants of King Saul described David in more glowing terms that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 18 like this. Look, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person, and the Lord is with him. David was very brave even when he was taking care of his father's sheep, and his testimony before King Saul attests to the fact that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 and 35 like this. Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. This led David on to a head-on encounter with the Philistine giant Goliath as he ran towards his enemy, slung one stone from his slingshot that struck Goliath on his forehead, and then David killed the giant with his own sword. This is how David started his public life in Israel, and he went on and became great, and the Lord of hosts was with him. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse number 10. King David was very passionate with regard to worship as well, and we can attest from the fact that when the ark of God was brought from the house of Obed-Edom to Jerusalem, we read in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 14 that David danced before the Lord with all his might, wearing a linen ephod. David was a mighty warrior, and his exploits against the Philistines, Moabites, Zobahites, and Syrians became legendary. Through it all, the Lord preserved David wherever he went. Throughout his life, King David maintained a high spiritual temperature, which is evident from his prayer that is recorded in Psalms 55, verse number 17. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. However, sadly now King David could not even get physically warm anymore. In our spiritual life, God desires that we should always maintain a high spiritual temperature. In the last prophetical book of Revelation, God had the following message for the church of Laodicea that we read in Revelation chapter 3 verses 15 and 16 like this. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. The people of the Laodicean church were both worldly and spiritual, so their spiritual temperature was lukewarm. God hates when his people are lukewarm in their passion to serve and worship him, and even prefers that they be even cold and indifferent towards his cause. It will be good for us to take our spiritual temperature in order to examine our spiritual health today. The Apostle Paul wrote that we should examine and test ourselves to see if we are really in the faith. Have we left our first love somewhere? Do we still have the same passion and zeal in our worship as before? Check out the passion for worship expressed by the psalmist that we see here like this. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Are we truly elated to go to our church meetings to worship God As a corporate body, David becomes our role model in this regard, as he has claimed in Psalms 122 verse number 1. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us ask ourselves all these above questions, and especially this key question today. Does our spiritual temperature meet God's standard?